Hey, 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 it is me. It is me, your girl, Labor Lee, aka Kat Lee. And
you have now tuned in to Ambitiously the Podcast.
Listen, today is Wet and Wild Wednesday for all intents and purposes because of what we are talking about. We're going to call it the wiretap. But listen, there are a few things that I want to clarify. Since we last spoke last Wednesday, because I take my audience very serious. I don't know about other people, but I do. And I don't want to have y'all confused about a couple of things that were said last week. So I'm going to clarify those things as well. But before I clarify those things, I want to do a couple of things first. Okay, I think. Hold on, let me see. Okay, yeah. Let me do this really quickly, which is talk about Transcending Sound. Make sure you check them out. You get amazing aromatherapy along accompanied with some great music. It's amazing. Different kinds of scents, different types of aromas. And then generally the soundtrack is about 2 to 4 hours worth of music, which is really good music. So check that out. My favorite scent is called, right now anyway, is Infinite Possibilities. It smells amazing. I love that. I love the way it smells. Check them out. And if you do decide to check them out, which is transcendingsound.com, you get 15% off if you use our discount code AMBITIOUSLY15. Again, the discount code is AMBITIOUSLY15. And you get 15% off. Check them out. Ow, get that good aromatherapy popping and some good music in the background. Light the candle, listen to the music, and just vibe out. It's a vibe. Catch that vibe. Make sure you on it. So, awesome. And I'll get to the comment in a minute. Join the conversation. We love it over here when you join the conversation. We love it. So make sure you join the conversation. You can call in or text. The number's 443-780-5978. Again, the number is 443-780-5978. Okay. Or you can ask me to drop the link and you can come on screen on camera with us and have a conversation. We welcome that as well, as long as you are on your best behavior. Be on your best behavior. If you want to come on the show, make sure you hit us up at contact@ambitiouslyent.com. We talk to you about whatever it is we need to talk to you about over there, because I'm trying to rush because I need to clarify a few things before I bring Doc up in here. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. Make sure you do that. We need every like, every share, and every subscription we can get. And check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com. So last week, we talked about Diddy's house getting raided. And I made mention of it being Homeland Security and not the FBI. We had a little debate, but I realized that, and this is why I'm going to clarify, I realized that my audience is vast. You're all over the world. And so I don't want to leave y'all without clarifying who's who and what's what. So Homeland Security works to improve the security of the United States. The department includes customs, border, and immigration enforcement, emergency response to natural and man-made disasters, anti-terrorism work, and cyber security. Now, when it comes to the FBI supports the Department of Homeland Security. It supports their mission by investigating threats and incidents which affect the security of protected computers and networks. So that's how they work together. I also wanted to add this one in because everybody's like, well, what's an amended, what do you mean amended court document? Because I did tell y'all that I had that. So an amend, to amend, it has basically the same meaning in common usage as it does in legal, in the legal arena. When a legal document is amended, it is edited, corrected, or changed in some way. When a legal document is amended during a legal proceeding, it must be done accordance with the court rules and filed with the court. Okay, those are the things that I wanted to clarify really, really quickly so that we all can have an understanding and nobody's confused. Doc said that the audio and visual visual is good. And hi, Rock. Let me bring Doc in here really, really quickly, though. I just wanted to clarify, because the document, let me just say this. I'm going to bring Doc in and then I'll tell y'all. Hi, Doc, honey.
Hey, Kat, what's up? How you doing? This wonderful, wonderful
evening. I'm all right. This document went from 73 freaking pages to 105.
Oh, extras.
Yeah. So, everybody's like, well, what does it mean? It's an amended court document. So I had to clarify that real quick because that's what it meant. So what they did was they went from whatever the initial filing, and I'm going to put this on the screen really quickly so everybody can see what we got going on real quick. It went from the original court document. Hold on. Okay, it's on the screen. This one that we're reading from today, though, was filed on March the 25th, 2024. So this is the latest amendment. Now, it's been a big thing. I just put it up there so you guys can see where we coming from, okay? But I'll say, I'm going to tell you what some of the changes are initially, and then we'll, you know, try to mosey our way back to the original. So a lot of the things original, like at the beginning of the document, are original statements about his background and all of that. One thing that has been included in this, in the amendment, is Cuba Gooding Jr. And his picture is plastered in this. I told y'all they big with pictures over here. I don't know what that is and why that is, but they big with pictures over there. So his picture is plastered on this document.
Because a picture is worth a thousand words.
Yeah, apparently. But his picture has now been plastered in this document. The original that was filed in February did not have his picture at all. They just made mention of him. This one has his picture. So he has been added to the suit as well. So that's one of the changes. Now, another one of the changes that were made in this suit, as I told y'all, I'm nosy and I'll be all up in the business. Now, in the Chalice Studio portion of the document, right? When we left off, we talked about how I gave him insomnia and all these mental, Mr. Jones, all these mental issues and all of that that he has to work through now. He also talked about how the security was lackluster and all of that good stuff, but they've added to that part. So after they talked about how lackluster the security was, that the Combs, you know, Love Rock, you know, the Love Record Company and Universal Music Group added and how lackluster they were, they added to it by saying the fact that either Mr. Combs and Justin Dior Combs, because I'm always going to put their middle name in there because it shouldn't be interesting, was allowed to enter Chalice Recording Studios with Heat. You know what I'm talking about.
Hang on.
With that thing on them. And the Heat were not confiscated by security is a clear breach of duty by Mr. Combs, defendants, Love Records, and all the other people, you know, people he's suing, Universal Music Group and all that, to protect Mr. Jones and others, other attendees of the writers' camp. Now, As a result of the shooting, as a result of the situation, Mr. Jones, see, this is why we need to be over on Discord talking about this, so I could just say what it is and not have to pretty it up. But as a result of the situation, Mr. Jones is severely traumatized. Mr. Jones, and then, you know, we already talked about what he suffered from: PTSD, severe anxiety, depression, and insomnia, right? But take it a step further. The following is an image of Mr. Combs in a couple of hours before G, which is the person who got assaulted. Got hit, because that wasn't an assault. That was a hit. So it was a picture of Mr. Combs right before the gentleman got hit in the restroom of Chalice Studios. And might I add, I could probably show this picture. It's like, I'm scared. I'm afraid.
You can show a picture. Let me see.
There's certain pictures I could show. I can't show all of the pictures. Hold on, I got to move. Some pictures on there that'll get us taken off of everything, except for my situation. But let me see. I'm going to move towards the picture so you guys can see for yourselves. I'm going to slowly, because I'm scared. So I told you, I'm scared. I'm afraid. I told you Cuba Gooding Jr. was added to this case. I told y'all that. Hold on. Let me keep it moving. I'm going to slowly. And then I got to kind of like hurry up past the picture with all the goriness on it. Hold on, let me see. So I got to hurry up. Okay. So this is the picture that was added to the court case document. I told y'all it's pictures in this one. Okay, I'm going to take it off the frame now, because I'm not going to be showing too many pictures because I don't want us to get in trouble. There are pictures in this document. So they show him. They said this was a couple of hours before the situation, but they are in the studio. So I honestly think he added more to this to prove more of his case. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't look like he's letting up. I guess he's not letting up on him being double stuffed either, but that's neither here nor there. Okay. Y'all read the title. That's what double stuff means.
Double stuff mules.
Got double stuff. I'm sorry. So also, that's the picture that he added to the case. Chalice Studios. I can show this one too. Chalice Recording Studios and defendants Sean Combs and Justin Combs. Representative Sean Holly provided conflicting and intellectually dishonest accounts concerning this situation. Because I gotta watch what I say, because you know they be trying to get me. on or about February the 28th, 2024, Chalice sent an Instagram message which alleged that G was hit a half a block away from the studio. I mean, one would, and I'm gonna put this up here, and then one would, I'm gonna get the picture first, and then I'm gonna put it up. One would assume that they would not take, you know, any accountability for him being hit in there. And considering they're doing business with Diddy, hold on, I'm coming. They would not want, here we go. They would not want to be like, oh yeah, well this happened inside, and it hinders business.
Yeah, nobody want to record there. You think all these things could happen there? And if you pay attention to it, these are three conflicting stories now compared to what Lil Rod said, compared to what the allegations and the unseen yet police report, and then compared to the response that Chalice Studios is making. It went from a block away to right in front to in the bathroom.
But the problem is, herein lies the problem. There are pictures of what might have happened in the bathroom.
Yes.
And they're gory. That's why I tried to hurry up and rush past. We wouldn't show that part. And let me, before I go any, I already said hi to Rock, but let me see what he said. Doc stepping on some,
some bones. Cheers to you, sir. Cheers to you, Rock.
Oh, Rock crazy. So they shared the snippet of what they reported on IG. And I'm telling y'all gotta watch when y'all go up there to IG and you know, Twitter and Facebook and wherever you post that, because that can be used in court. Mm-hmm. So they said the situation occurred a half a block away from Chalice, and it was a result of a robbery. There are police reports corroborating this. Please wait for the facts to come out before you start contributing to the defamation of our organization. Again, of course, they wouldn't say it happened inside their studio. That hinders business. I don't want to go to nowhere where people getting hit up in the studio. Like,
yes,
I'm working with an artist, and I know I've been in the studio with people that I work with. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to be honest with you. If a situation like that happened, I would never want to go back in that studio again. Huh. Never. You wouldn't catch me there. I mean, I got some gangster in me, but I ain't got that much gangster in me. I don't want to be there. And not at this age. My knee's bad. I can't run as fast.
You got to skip about it yet.
Listen, I might got to invest in some. What are those things called? Wheelies? I'm skating out of there. So... All right. Upon information and belief, Sean Holly claimed that she had evidence of the situation, that the situation took place several blocks away from away, and that G returned to the studio after being. So she's saying basically after he got hit, then that would explain the photo. But from my understanding, there wasn't a trail going in and out of the studio. It was just only in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So it's a lot of conflicting stories right now. Upon information and belief, TMZ reports that their law enforcement sources claimed that the story that was told to the cops that night, namely that the victim was robbed at gunpoint and hit by unknown assailants outside, the victim stepped outside of the studio around 3:30 a.m. and was accosted by the two individuals, at which point they tried to rob him, and the man suffered the wound there. Then they also added a picture of the studios, and it's like, with the way that the studio is set up, I don't know. So in the photo above, which is the setup of the studio, you could also go look online and find a picture of the studio if you would like to. I'm not going to do that right now. But there's a white van in front of it. Okay, in the photo above, the white van is blocking the security gate. So there is a security gate that you have to go through.
Which makes it kind of interesting now that you think about it. I've been to certain do you mind if I add?
Go ahead.
So I've been to certain studios. In certain studios, if you are of that certain level, your studio usually is on a compound or usually like this in an industrial area, but you can have security over. I'm assuming if this gentleman stepped outside to have a smoke, talk on the phone or something, more than likely he would not leave outside of that security gate. So that would be the question. It's like, wait, was he blocked away or was he still on the premises? Then on top of that, the other story was that it was a drive-by. So I'm assuming it was a drive-by. You got to step outside the security gate.
Right. And that's where I'm like, which one is it? First of all, did he went outside and it happened a half a block away. So he had to go past security, be buzzed. Oh, they had to open the gate for him to get out, because they said you have to be buzzed in several times for that studio as well. Dang, so they had to open the gate for him to get out, and then he had to go a half a block away in order for that to happen. Second scenario. And then why would I go out of the gate? Even if I wanted to go, let's say he went outside to smoke a cigarette or he went outside to smoke, which I'm some kill, which I doubt, because I'm more than certain they do that inside of that studio.
Yeah, some studios, yeah, they allow smoking. But even if that's the case, if they usually have artists of this nature, they probably get designated smoking rooms where you don't necessarily have to leave the premises. You just go, you can't smoke around my studio equipment. That could be a true thing. But they probably got a room over there.
I'm more than certain, and it's Diddy, and he smoked.
Okay.
It's some footage just surfaced of him outside smoking. And I don't know what he was smoking, but I'm just saying he was outside smoking and dancing like a buffoon, but whatever. at his Miami property. Mm-hmm. So, all right, let's just probability. They probably smoke the shit I smoke inside of the studio, right? But they might say you can't smoke cigarettes in here. So if worst case scenario, can't smoke cigarettes, but you can smoke that in there, right?
Okay, I'm tracking.
Why would he have to leave out of the security gates to do that?
Thank you.
And that's worst. Why would he have to come out of the security gates to do that? So he stopped outside. Now, you said it was a drive-by at first. Mm-hmm. In front of the studios. Mm-hmm. It's 3:30 in the morning. It's dark. How did you know he was going to be right there at that time to do a drive-by? You know, his location. Like, how did you know that? Then you said it happened a half a block away. So where was he going? Was he going to his store? I don't know what's close. Let me see. I'm trying to. It looked like a restaurant next to it. I don't know what that is, but where was, like, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't.
It does not at all. I'm basing this on my knowledge of being in California, being to LA before and everything, and also just generally my past years of being around people in the studio. Studios are usually set in industrial areas. In California, this looks like this is an industrial area where there's probably warehouses. There may be some restaurant close by, but this area, and then think about it, it's a known studio. They should have security cameras on the outside as much as they probably have them on the premises. So even if it's just a drive-by, I'm assuming this, if the studio wants to be on the safe side, they would turn over that tape of the incident. But then I also get that the studio, like you said earlier, does not want to be labeled a bad place to be. So no, this didn't happen nowhere near us. We have tight security. We're good. This happened down the block.
Right. But, now, this is the studio. This is the outside of the studio. I could show that part. This is the outside of the studio. So all these scenarios I'm running through is just like, all right, it was a drive-by in front of the studio.
Like, doesn't make sense.
If he was going to smoke, why would he have to leave outside of the gate? Then they said it happened a block and a half away. Where was he going for that to happen a block and a half away? Which one is it? Is it a drive-by? Is it a robbery? Which one is it? It's a lot going on. I just wanted to bring up the picture of the studio real quick. I felt that's very important to what we're discussing right now. Okay. So. All right. So, okay. Enter the building. You must buzz. Okay. So, upon information and belief to enter the building, you must buzz the gate and announce which session that you are there to attend. So it's a security. And I'm thinking it's a studio that Diddy is going to. It got to be a secure facility. You got a man in there with millions of dollars. Like, why wouldn't it be a secure facility? I don't know. But upon information and belief, once the correct session is confirmed, then you then must go past another layer of security before you can enter the reception area.
So you can't even get on the premises without even announcing something.
Right. Upon information and belief, once inside the reception area, you must identify yourself. And the receptionist will check to ensure that you are on the list of visitors for that session. Once you are confirmed, you are allowed in. So it's security, then a security, then the receptionist got to verify, and then you could go where you need to the, you know, room that you're supposed to go to. Upon information and belief, to get to the restroom where G was, he was bleeding out, you have to follow a maze.
A maze,
like a mouse. Once you've passed the receptionist, you walk down a long hallway, walk past three recording studios, turn left, and go past the lounge area before you arrive to the restroom where G was bleeding out.
So they got a lounge area.
See what I'm saying? So if they allow you to smoke that stuff in there, you could probably go in there and do it.
And side note, I just did a Google Maps of the thing, and this is on Highland Ave in LA. So this is not as industrial as I thought it would be. However, if you do a Google Street View, it is like warehouses, smaller warehouses, and places like you can rent U-Hauls and everything around that area, a landscaping business. So yeah, it's still kind of off a ways from most things. So there would be no reason to leave the premises of this property, whether or not you're smoking a cigarette, smoking some of the good stuff, or making a phone call.
Right. It just doesn't make sense. Why would you leave the gates? Why would you just leave the gates, period? We got Uber Eats and DoorDash and stuff, so you can order your food and they could bring it and you could go to the gate, get it, and come back. Like, it just doesn't make sense. You can get whatever you want. You can... what's the other one? The one that get the groceries for you can get whatever you want these days. You don't really have to leave out.
Yeah, DoorDash, Uber Eats, Instacart.
Yeah, Instacart. They even deliver booze. If you want a drink, they could even deliver booze. So it's not making much sense to me. And knowing what I know about this guy Diddy, he probably already had booze in there. Don't make sense. It sounds like a boozy night already. Like people was already drinking, and it escalated to something.
I believe it, Kat. I believe it.
It has to make sense. I need them to make it make sense to me. I'm a Libra. I'm an overthinker, and I think about a lot of things in the process of my day. And I've been thinking about this today. Like it just, leave the gate. All right, but upon information and belief, TMZ also reported that Mr. Combs and Justin Dior Combs, give the middle name every time, were not in the studio when the police arrived. So where did they go? And why did they leave? That also factually, that is also factually inaccurate. So they saying that they left, but they saying that they was there. And the plot thickens.
Yes, it does.
And the plot thickens. Let me see. I'm going to get to this other area, too, because I could show this one, too. Hold on. Okay, I just wanted to get where I needed to get, because when I show, show you. So Mr. Combs and Justin Dior Combs were located in Studio G across the parking lot from the building where G was hit near Studio A. Mr. Combs and Justin Dior Combs hid out in recording Studio G while the police investigated and were the first to depart after the police officers left. Now I want to show you this. This is the schedule and where everybody was supposed to be at during the time of everything going down.
Yep.
And apparently Ty Dolla $ign was supposed to be up in there too.
Booth B.
Let me see, who else is supposed to be up in there?
Eric Billinger.
Pit Boy was up in there, supposed to be up in there with Nova. Yep. Oh, snap.
Eric Billinger.
He up in there singing songs, why? Singing love songs, why? Y'all having that going down while that man is in there hitting them notes? Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. Yeah, some people up in that. Ooh! Some
and,
people.
The one interesting thing about this, you can tell this was from Diddy's whatever socials that he has.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So
that means that Lil Rod is saying, no, I can put this person in this place closest to where I'm saying all this occurred and happened.
Right.
Interesting.
Very interesting. Yo got the schedule. He got a picture of the schedule. Now, y'all saying he made that up? I don't think he made that up. I think that was the schedule right there. And what is these little, hold on, let me see if I can see what this little stuff on the bottom is.
Oh, on the bottom of the actual board?
No, I can't see it. It's some look like it was like maybe they wrote there before and then erased it or something. I don't know.
Okay, cool. I got it. I can zoom in a little bit. It says, my house musicians, M. Gert, B. Duke, Bill Keys, something, and then the last name is Tim Kelly.
Okay.
Something boy. It's something with like an S boy.
So some other people that was up in there too that don't nobody want nobody to know about, but this was the Love Records. So this was specifically for Love Records. These people were in there for Love Records.
Yeah.
Child. So again, this was the assignment list for Love Records at Chalice Studio recording studio. Whew, it was a writer's camp. So they was getting it together for the actual album. Oh, that's crazy. Upon information and belief, after being shot, after being hit in the torso, it's 10 o'clock. I can say.
Yeah, you get on time.
All right, after being shot in the torso and hip and leg, G was physically incapable of walking. So therefore, the notion that he was hit several blocks away.
He
was hit several blocks away, Sean Holly, half a block away, CRS, from Chalice Recording Studios, or that he stepped outside of the studio is implausible.
Thank you.
It's implausible.
Well, and one thing too, they did update it. They said the torso, hip, / leg. So in addition, remember they said the thigh and the hip earlier. Now it's actually moved up to the torso.
Right.
Which is really interesting. But yeah, if
that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, if the person is shot and they can't walk, yeah, then how are they a block away?
Right. So if G could do so, as much walking as Sean Holly and Chalice Recording Studios claim, then Mr. Jones would not have been required to physically pick him up off the restroom floor and walk him through the maze that Chalice Recording Studio is Chalice Recording Studio for him to receive care from the ambulance.
Exactly. They said it's impossible.
Then why would you? Yeah, why would you, that part alone, why would you pick him out from outside, take him in the studio to the bathroom, then bring him back outside of the studio? That's a lot of move. I think he would have been gone by then. That's a lot of blood to lose from in a whole bunch of different places. That doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't.
Doesn't make sense at all. As of the date of this filing, neither the Los Angeles Police Department nor the Los Angeles Fire Department has released any official records surrounding this situation. There has been no body camera footage or 911 recordings.
This is the last line of scary.
Huh?
I'm about to say this last line is kind of scary.
Right. What is even more disturbing is that there has been no sighting of G. Where's G at? What happened to G?
That last line is scary. I mean, the first couple of lines is interesting because one thing, remember Lil Rod did say that Diddy does have the power with the police department to cover stuff up. If there's none of
that, he said his head of security got a connection to them.
Yeah, that part, then, if fire department was dispatched the way they were supposed to be dispatched, because fire department is EMS, the emergency medical systems, that will be the ambulances and stuff. If there's nothing to that or nothing has been released yet, are they trying to do something? Maybe, I don't know. But that last line, what is even more disturbing is that there has been no sighting of G. So
where nobody saw G. Nobody.
And my question is, do they mean to the day or to the filing of this? So that would be my question. But yeah, if somebody got shot, regardless of anything, where's this person at?
Where's G at? All right. And then addendum. The LAPD has only released a vaguely written new release dated September the 12th, 2022. The unfortunate situation that happened to G. I'm it's hard to jump in and out. That's why I said y'all gotta, we gotta
all go in now. You all in, Kat. Look, all double right. Stuff like that mule, double stuff like that. You all in.
All right. Double stuff like the mule. No, I don't want to be double stuffed. The unfortunate shooting of G, the unexplained disappearance of G, the lack of disclosure by the LAPD and the LAFD, and the incoherent nature of Sean Holly and Chalice Recording Studios' account of the shooting raises more questions than answers point to foul play. And it does. And an apparent massive cover-up. It does. Where's G? Where is G? Where is G? Look, they got me. Where is G? That's going to be a question that's going to be on my mind for until G pop up or yeah. We find out what happened to G. Because where is G? Why is there no reports about what happened to G? Even if it happened a half a block away, there should be a report about what happened to G.
And keep in mind, this is what, 2 years ago?
Right. And there's no report of what happened to G. Who made that go away? Money.
Those are the questions.
Who got the money? Who had the money? Did he?
We know that.
And with them saying that the bodyguard has a relationship with, or, you know, has a relationship with the LAPD and the Miami PD and the New York PD, wherever he at, he can make things happen. Is it a cover up? So the deafening silence from the attendees of the Chalice Recording Studio shooting stems from the understandable fear that the attendees would be sued by Mr. Combs for violating a non-disclosure agreement. And you know, whenever you go into them situations, especially with big celebrities, when you're around them, they make you sign an NDA.
Yeah.
They make you, like, you're not going to be in that situation unless you sign it. Upon information and belief, a few days before the September 12th, 2022 shooting inside of Chalice Studios recording studio, Mr. Crones required all attendees of the Chalice Recording Studio to sign a non-disclosure agreement. So he coming in that situation, but even they, everybody got to sign it. Mr. Jones did not sign the agreement. Smart boy. I wouldn't have signed it either. I'm not signing shit. Because if something go down and I need to, no, I'm not signing it. You can take that NDA and shove it up your ass. That's how I feel about it. I'm not signing shit.
There's kind of two ways to look at this, in my opinion. One, if this is the job that I want to do and I think everything is above board, I generally probably would not have an issue with signing an NDA. With that said, understand that a subpoena overrides the NDA. Even if you sign an NDA and you get a judge subpoena to court, your NDA doesn't mean anything anymore.
I wouldn't have signed it because it's Diddy.
Okay, well, yeah, that. And then kind of a recent thing, not to veer too far off, there's a big thing going on with Kanye West and Yes Jules, because he's mad at her, but she didn't sign an NDA. But that's the whole thing about her firing. So no, it kind of makes sense. If you have a worry about somebody that you're working with, it does make good prudent sense not to sign an NDA. But then
I'm not signing this shit. Why you work with them? It's probably why I'm not going to work with certain select, because I'm not signing shit.
You said you ain't signing shit.
I ain't signing no fucking thing. You kiss my ass and you can shove that NDA up your ass. I'm not signing shit. A copy up, huh?
No, I'm just saying, AU Big Perk.
AU Big Perk, I ain't signing shit. A copy of the non-disclosure agreement that a witness who has asked to remain anonymous provided this writer is attached in attachment A. Now, I'm going to later on show you the non-disclosure. I wonder what it said. I'm going to show you that later on because it's in this attachment. But all right, so we're going to stop right there because I had to get into the additions of what was added to that recording studio situation, and the fact that he, all right, y'all gonna say I wasn't there and this didn't happen or whatever, let me show y'all. Now I'm gonna add to my case. So it don't look like Lil Rod is letting up.
No,
it does not look like he letting up, and I'm inclined because of that particular section to believe him a little bit more, just a little bit more, because it's not making sense. Did he get shot in the drive-by in front of the studio, or did he get shot a half a block away, or did he get robbed? Like, it's too many. And then the dude coming with photos. Let me show y'all. This was Diddy a few hours before the situation happened. He was smiling all happy-go-lucky. Did he do the pink powder?
The pink cocaine.
Did he do the pink powder and that's why he was all jittery? Because you know when you get on that narcotic, it could change your moods in a millisecond. And that is supposed to be a combination of cocaine and ecstasy. Your mood all over the place.
Yeah.
Your mood is all over the place. Crazy. I don't see people use ecstasy and go from like being like normal and start breaking down crying. Mm-hmm. It scared the shit out of me. I was like, what's going on? What's happening? What's going on? Oh, he just took some ecstasy. Like, it was all, he just took some ecstasy. What? You saying it all casually? Like, that's some cool shit to say. Oh, he just took some ecstasy. He'd be all right in a couple of hours. Yeah. So you add ecstasy with cocaine? You all over the place. So he was happy one minute, then I don't know what happened, but him and G got into it, and next thing you know, pop, 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 and then, you know, it was craziness, it was pain. I don't know what happened. I just my synopsis of what may have happened, because he was on the pink powder. Yes,
I mean, allegedly, but yeah, I mean, everything you say is a complete possibility that it could potentially have happened that way. And just even with this extra information he's providing, at least if anything, he's doing it where I could put this person here, I could prove where we were located, I could prove within the premises of where we were. And then if you look at the premises, I could show you that it would be somewhat, not say it couldn't happen, but it'd be somewhat unreasonable. This person would have been blocks away. That this person would have been outside the gate. More than likely, this person was on premises. More than likely, close to the lounge. Keep in mind, they say the lounge room by the bathroom.
And you got to go through a maze, like a mouse.
So
it's crazy. You got to go to the, and even just the, it just doesn't make much sense to me. So we going, because I'm going to get to this Cuba Gooding Jr. part too. Oh, trust me, I'm getting into that, but not tonight. I'm getting to that. But just the idea of you got to go through one security checkpoint, second security checkpoint, then you got to go to the receptionist, check in with her or him, whatever, I don't know what the gender is of the receptionist, but whatever it was, you got to check in with them, and then you get to go where you were supposed to go.
Mm-hmm. So I can tell this question. If you wanted to smoke a cigarette, saying that they do allow smoking the wonderful green ganja within the studio. Would you want to go through all of that backwards just to go outside and go outside of the gate to smoke a cigarette?
I wouldn't.
Thank you.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't want to have to go through all of that, because if you outside the gate, no. Because then I mean I got to come back in the gate, go back through the first checkpoint, through the second checkpoint, to the receptionist to let her know I'm coming, or him, that I'm coming back in, and then I got to go back. No. That's why it doesn't make sense. And then if he did go through all of that and go out the gate, who knew where he was?
That too.
How did they know he was at Childless Recording Studios? First, if it was a drive-by, which was originally stated, what they originally said.
Correct.
Then, if it happened a half a block away, where was he going? And why would they just be like, oh yeah, he looked like a good robbery. So we don't know what G looks like. Nobody heard from G ever again. We don't know nothing. Did G have on jewelry that night? Like, what would make them want to rob G? What was it?
And this is crazy. I mean, around this time in Cali, this was around the time where they were really robbing. That's when this is around the time, unfortunately, when Party Next Door was at the Waffle House on Pico. This is not the time that you wander around in LA on Highland. Highland is a very known.
And that's right. But they never said whether or not G was from LA. And if G is from LA, then G knows.
Key point. We don't know where G is
from. We don't know where G was from. It's a 30-year-old man hanging out with Justin. Nobody said, and they've been living in L.A. for a while, so one would assume that G is from L.A.
And I would assume that he knows how to move then, too.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. I know how to move in my city. I know where to go, what not to go, where not to go, what to do, what not to do, how to be, what not to be. Listen, when I had my when I was I was pregnant with my daughter, and my daughter's father came down here, and he from Harlem, so he don't know nothing about Baltimore like that, right?
Yeah.
So he a Harlem dude, and so he had on this really crazy blue, like Adidas sweatsuit. And I'm telling him, like, all right, it's a lot of Piru dudes around here. You feel me? You know what that's like. You know what that's like. You probably don't want to do that. And he argued me down, and I was like, well, I don't want to go outside with you like that then. Because I know.
Okay.
I know my city. We don't got a lot of Crips, but we got Piru, and then we got a lot of other types of gangs here. I don't want to go. I want to have my baby in peace. I don't want to go.
All right. And I'm prepared. Keep in mind, I was in the military, so I've lived a lot of places. I've been to Cali, been to NorCal, SoCal, with Jersey, down here, Florida. One thing that I learned, and I forget who rap song it is, but it's one thing that I didn't believe. It ain't where you from, it's where you at.
All right. And where you at is in an area with a lot of power rule. I don't want to go.
I could be as hard as I want to be. Like, I don't give a fuck. I'm from here. Da, 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 da. No, it ain't really where you're from. It's where you at.
And if you know, you can be tough, but toughness ain't going to keep you alive, my G.
Nope, not at all. Not at all.
So I don't want to go. I want to have my baby in peace. I don't want to go. And that was an argument. So that's what that goes back to. We don't know where G is from. But if G is in LA, you know the temperature in LA. How? I've only been there one time, but I know the temperature.
Yeah.
You feel me? It's certain colors I'm not gonna wear in certain areas. It's just things that you know. And if you know, then you know.
Exactly. No.
So why would G walk a half a block away in Cali, in LA, you feel me, and not know the temperature? Yeah. It just is not making sense. I need all the pieces to go together. And I think that's the problem that I'm having when I keep reading. It's like, it's not making sense.
No, and where what, you're saying make, what you're saying makes a lot of sense, because even if he is from, like you said, he know the temperature. If you're not from, you still should kind of understand the temperature that it could be. And sure. It makes no sense that if you are in a secure location, why wander off, why wander away? Regardless of what you're trying to do, because one, you have access to anything. Like we already covered, they got the Uber Eats, the DoorDash, all that stuff. If it was food, boom, it could be there. But right. It still breaks it down to, even if it was taking a smoke break, one why thing you smoke inside, the other thing you may have to step outside of the building, but you still could be behind the security fences.
It, right, why leave the gate?
Exactly.
This is just the math is not mathing. It's just not. It's not mathing. So I found that part very interesting when reading it, because I was like, all right, now that we get more details about what you saying is happening and what they saying is happening, what they're saying what happened is not mathing, which y'all said originally was not mathing anyway. And now that we see the outside of the building and how much you got to go through just to get into the building, why the hell did he walk out the gates?
We got three different stories already. And even I'm doing the same thing. I'm taking myself and putting myself in the same position as this person. I'm like, what? No, I'm like, tonight is just tonight. I'm smoking weed, then I'm not going to step out and have a cigarette. Or if I do, like, no, I just need my nick fix. I need my nicotine. I'm still not going outside that gate.
I'm not. And then if it did happen in front, if it did happen two blocks away, why did y'all move him all the way to the bathroom and the studio through the maze and then have to bring him back out of the studio, out of the maze?
You just made me think of something, too.
Think so about he can get help.
Think about this, though. Even the message that the studio put out, if they are trying to make sure that they seem clear, I doubt, even if this person was assaulted, that they would allow him to come back on property. If you have the first security thing, no, the first security guard would be more like, no, I'm calling 911, I'm calling the ambulance, keep this person right here.
Right here, right.
And then we'll at least let you inside the gate, but we may not let you further into the building. You're not making it back to that bathroom.
Right. So you gotta go, you get shot outside the studio, or you got one or the other. I don't know which one, because there's two different stories. Three, but two, because I'm going with Lil Rod's side on this one. You got shot outside in the drive-by, so the security brings you in and takes you all the way through two security checkpoints, three, technically, because the receptionist two,
yes.
And then take you all the way to the bathroom, just to bring you all the way back out.
Mm-hmm.
So you can receive some help.
Yeah.
Makes no sense. You got shot two blocks away. Two and a half blocks away. You make it being shot in your torso or wherever you got shot at, your hip, wherever they say your stomach. I don't know where you got shot at. We need to know that you okay, where you at. But you got shot two and a half blocks away or block and a half away, whatever it's going to be, whatever the story is. You make it all the way there. You get past security. You get past the second security. Then you get past the receptionist. They take you all the way to the bathroom through the maze to bring you back out through the maze out so you can get some help. It's not making sense. And I think that the pink powder is why it's not making sense, because y'all can't get y'all stories together because y'all on that pink powder. And double stuffing people.
Yo. Hey, this, I mean.
And the little white boy that got arrested in Miami or wherever the hell they was at in Florida, he brought the pink powder because he the mule.
I don't know. I love all the
apparently Diddy be having them bring it to him, but this and then y'all lied and said y'all wasn't in the studio, but y'all was hiding out of Studio G. I don't know what's going on. Was y'all in the studio? Was y'all out the studio? I need y'all to make it make sense.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's the math is not math, and y'all, gotta get the story together. It's a lot going on in this scenario. And like I said, the report, the document, I said the report, the document went from 73 pages to now 105. So you know it's a lot more in there now, because that was just page, I think we left off on page, I didn't even make it.
16 is basically our last.
It was 16.
Well, technically 17.
17. It was half. We was all. Yeah, it was 17.
17. Yeah.
It was 17. They added more to the case. What is going on?
It makes complete sense, though. If I'm trying to prove that something did happen to me, or that I was put in a situation that I did not want to be in for whatever reason, I'm going to give you every last drop of proof evidence I have. If I have an Apple Watch that tracks when I was walking around, my blood pressure went up, my pulse went up, I'm giving you my watch. I'm giving you my phone.
Right.
I'm giving you everything to prove that, no, I'm not making this up.
This happened. And remember when we first started on this case, he said he had a lot of pictures. Mm-hmm. I think that's the one smart thing that he did while he was in the company of these people was take pictures and make notes of what was going on at the time that he was going in. Now, one could say he was an idiot because he didn't have to stay around that long. But you can't refute evidence.
Let's not drift too far from the original thing when we said the first time, like, I gotta set up my equipment in the bathroom. Oh no, I'm out of here, yo. I'll let you buy some equipment after this recording session.
I told you I would have purchased some wheelies for just in case, because I'm out of here. I'm skating out there. Me and my wheelies. I don't even know how I use, but I'm skating out. I found out how to use them that day. I don't want no parts of this kind of activity.
Watching the Usher video on repeat of you and my fall.
I would have been out of there. No, I'm out. I think I would have been out a lot sooner than that. Well, no, because all the rest of the story comes after that, which is, you know, the harassment and all of that stuff. But yeah, I don't think it would have got to. No, sir. No. No.
First situation, because I'm assuming they're doing this more in a chronological order of the things that he experienced. But even the first situation will put me on pause and like, wait a minute.
Right. What's going on here?
Somebody allegedly shot somebody.
Right.
I don't know who, but then y'all not telling what really happened.
Right. So I know it's one of you two niggas, because it was y'all three niggas in the bathroom. I'm out of here. Y'all three was in the bathroom. Nobody else was in the bathroom but Diddy, Justin, and G. Then what was going on in the bathroom? Did G refuse to? Diddy did say
I'm at least be fair with this. That would make weird sense because his son was in the bathroom with. That's the only reason that would make weird sense.
But word on the street, allegedly, that's Wolf's son and not really his. And on top of that, his son was in the room when they was in there partying, getting lit and getting loose with these alleged workers and underage people. So what's the difference?
In my mind, to me, it's like, no, not that far. Not that far. You can go far, but not
maybe that far. A situation happened where they was in there and then Diddy came in and they off that pink powder. You just don't know what a drug addict might do.
Right,
you
don't. Yeah, but three different
substances mixed together.
No.
I mean, I know you don't want to imagine it, but again,
that's a line too far. Because even if it's not his blood son per se, allegedly,
he raised him.
That's a father son.
He raised him. He raised them all his life since he was a baby. That so part
I get. That I can't fathom being broken in that sense.
I don't know. And now
that's a big leap and jump, at least to me. I was like,
and now let's add this to the situation. Now, the youngest son, Christian, he done got a case put up against him.
I saw that recently, earlier today, actually. I didn't really get a chance to look into it, but I did see that come across.
Some weird stuff going on, and I've been hearing some weird things down the line, because you know I'm nosy. You know I'm nosy.
Yeah.
Now, with the things that I'm, you know, becoming privy to, I don't know if anything's far-fetched to me anymore. I don't. People getting double-stuffed.
Yeah. I've seen that Stevie J, he was on TMZ defending Diddy.
Diddy.
The weird post that...
Talking trash to 50 again.
Yep. 50 again. Seen a weird post that Al B. Sure made and concerning his son. And
his son, come home.
Yeah, but then it was connected to his podcast. Like, it's some weird free promo, so I don't know.
I don't know. It's just... I'm not shocked by anything anymore. And where the hell is G?
That's the questions that's outstanding. It's like the more we read this, the more questions we get and less answers.
I'm confused. Where the hell is G? That's my number one question right now. Where the hell is G? Why ain't nobody heard from that man? What y'all do to G? And then why y'all lying about how the situation happened? Did it happen in the bathroom for real? I'm inclined to think it did. And because I saw the photos of all the blood in the bathroom, and now that I know the layout of the land, I'm gonna go with it happened in the bathroom.
And a simple thing could be releasing at least video footage showing them transporting him from the front of the building, if it was anywhere outside of the gate, to the actual bathroom that they showed. Because I'm assuming there's
with all that security checkpoints. Yeah. I know that, and with all that high-end studio equipment in there, I know they got security cameras.
Mm-hmm.
I know they got security cameras.
And did they not go
hole in the wall studio? Diddy ain't recording in one of them kind of studios.
Yeah.
But they got security cameras. Where's the footage?
And that will put a pause on any. All right, cool. So this at least did occur outside of the actual building. Then right. It will become, did it just occur on the premises or off premises? But that would be an easy fix to say no. Because then the problem is going to mess it up is because if the Challenge Record Studio released that this happened blocks away, if they release footage like that, that's still going to put them somewhere in the realm of, oh no, this recorded, this happened.
The area is not really violent. Yeah. They be doing crazy stuff around that area.
Yeah, so.
I'm going to need them to put all the pieces together correctly so I could feel like it makes some kind of sense, but it ain't never going to make sense because none of this shit makes sense. None of it. None of this shit makes sense. None of it. So we're going to figure out, we're going to get down to the nitty gritty of some stuff. And I'm going to get to Cuban Gooding Jr.'s part next week. Because I'm not letting this shit go. The math is not mathing and I needed the math. So we're going to talk about that next week. I also want to let y'all know, for Mother's Day weekend, I will be in North Carolina, but I'm still going to do a show from my hotel room. So it's just going to be what it's going to be. We're going to figure out how we're going to do. We might not have the, opening and all of that. I don't know. I might just go down to my travel one. I got to see how that works out. I'm going to hook it up and see what happens. But definitely going to be doing a show, just going to be in a different location. That's all. Let's get to these love notes. I want to shout out anybody who is watching. I hope this is my hi, mother-in-law. My girl in the building. Hi, Miss Rebecca. Hi, Bokey. I want to show love to anybody who's watching from Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. I appreciate you guys so much. I love you. Thank you. We over here tripping about people getting double stuff and the math not mathing, but it is what it is. I want to show love to my listening audience, though. That's why I had to do the clarifications, because I don't want y'all being confused about nothing, because you don't live here in the United States. You live elsewhere. And so I needed you to know what's up. But the reason why we call it Love Notes is because I used to call it Love. Doc used to call it Show Notes. We just used to go back and forth about it, back and forth. Finally, we came to the compromise that we would call it Love Notes. And he also said I had a stack of papers the size of a composition notebooks. I did not. It was just a lot of papers with a lot of cities and states and countries on there. And so it is what it is. But I'm about to get to this love. I'm going to love y'all, man. Thanks for the love. Let me get to this love real quick. Oh, Lord. I'm just overwhelmed by all this nonsense and it not making no kind of sense. And I'm not even a detective, but I'm playing one today. Let me show love to my peoples, though. It's all love. Thanks for all of the love. Shout out to my top 60, United States, United Kingdom, India, France, Canada, Belgium, specifically Paris and Brussels. Hi, babies. I appreciate y'all so much. Thank you. Man, I'm losing my voice over here. Russia, Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, Austria, Philippines, and Kenya. Hi, babies. Thank you for all of the love. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Nigeria, Brazil, Netherlands, Singapore, Spain, Ireland, and Nepal. I love you all. Hi, babies. I love you. Thank you. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, China, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela, baby, the Czech Republic, Portugal, and Morocco. Hi, booze, I love you too. Oh, man. And last but not least, Ghana, Finland, Cameroon, and Lithuania. Hi, honeys, I love you. Thank you for tuning into this podcast. You are greatly appreciated. I love you guys. It's probably a few more coming soon, but I don't know because, you know, I'm not there. Let me take this down real quick because I need stuff that don't make sense to not be on my screen. And none of that was making sense. He's telling y'all he was there. He was there.
Yeah.
He was there. He was there. He showed you the bloody bathroom. He showed you the studio assignment schedule for this writer's camp. He showed y'all he was there. I believe him. That part, I don't know about the rest. I don't know if I believe that he didn't like being double stuff. But that part right there, I believe. We are worldwide. You be careful signing NDAs. I ain't signing shit. Just know that right now. Don't even ask me. You can look at me. I'm going to look at you crazy like, nigga, I'm not signing shit. Fuck that NDA. Shove it up your ass. Top flight. Catch the vibes. And be careful outside of security gates. I don't know why G went outside. It just don't make sense. Even that or it was a setup and they let him outside for that to happen to him. But then why you bring him back in? It just don't make sense. And the number one question is, where is G? Where is he at? Why ain't nobody heard from him? I need to know where G is at. I need to know. And I'm nosy. I'm trying to find out where G and what is G's real name so we can find out stuff about G. Who is G? Why we ain't never heard from G again? We need to know these kind of things. It's a lot going on. I'm kicking my water bottle because y'all done made me mad about G. I don't know. It's crazy. Where is G? Oh, my Lord. All right. If you want to join the conversation ever and you want to know, if you want to ask where G is, join the conversation. Drop a comment. You can call and text 443-780-5978, 443-780-5978, and say, where's G? Or you could ask me to drop the link, and I might, as long as you're on your best behavior, but where the fuck is G? I'm going to keep asking that question until we find out where the hell G went at. If you want to come on the show for any reason, you want to talk to me for any reason, whatever the case may be, contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Again, the email address is contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Don't email me and ask where G is because I have no clue, though. I don't know. Don't ask me. I don't know. I ain't find out where G is yet. I'm trying to find that out now. I have permission to play any of the videos that I play on this channel. I would not play them unless I had full permission to play them or the music or the videos. That means I have written consent. I asked or they sent it to me. So therefore I have permission. I do not take requests. I'm sorry. I just don't. I like to have permission. And then on Fire Fridays, my DJ selects the music that he's going to put in the mix. And then he sends it to me. And all I do is present it to you. So don't ask for no requests, because we don't do them over here. It's not that kind of situation. Now, if you got requests for the radio station, contact at ambitious. I'm going to put that back up for you. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com and send in your request there. And I'll, you know, do what I could do. But I don't, for this podcast, I do not. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, and every subscription. And if you do it, I'm going to shout you out. Whether it's the night, that night, or the next show, you're going to get some love from me. I'm thinking of some ideas, too. And let's go to coffee so I can cuss. And I can say these things and not try to pretty it up. You see how hard work, what kind of hard work that is, Doc, for me to... I was trying to find the words like what am I supposed to say? It's hard work. So let's go over there so I can have to do work that hard and I can just tell y'all like it is. I'm just saying. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com, www.ambitiouslyent.com. I just don't want to have to work that hard to give y'all the real tea. I don't. I just want to give it to y'all without having to think of the word I'm going to use instead of the word that's actually on the document. It's just too much. Oh, man. Stressful. Stressing me out. If you want to donate to the show, please do. $LURLUCIDITY. Lord Lucidity. And big shout out to my DJ. Go DJ, because that's my DJ. Rukazy. My DJ the shit. Y'all better stop playing with him. And let us know how you feel about these mixes. It's crazy. We got to go over there so I could just let it go. I'm tired of prettying this shit up for y'all niggas. Like, I'm tired. It's stressful. Stressing me out. Biz, I just want to cuss. I just want to cuss. All right, so I will be keeping y'all posted about Mother's Day weekend, though. Because the day that I will be doing the show from my hotel, that is a Friday. So it's definitely... a music night, so it's not going to be that bad. But, yeah, I will be there. Some other things happening. As they happen, I will let you know. I don't want to let you know before we get real close to it happening or it's happening. So I will let you know, how all those things work out. You know, also redoing the studio really soon, too. So we will see how that play out. I don't know. I gotta switch up my feng shui every now and again, so just bear with me. I'm not going to mess with my little thing back here I got going, because I like it. It's everything that's me. I got my plants and all that. But this, the technology side, I got to switch a few things up. So, yeah, that's happening. So I'll keep y'all. Oh, I'm going to be running a few contests and giveaways really, really soon. So stay tuned for that as well. It's happening. I'm just trying to figure out how I want to go about situating everything so that I can give some things away, giving away some merch, giving away a couple of dollars. I'm giving away a couple of things. But you ain't gonna get them either. You're gonna have to work for this. You have to work for them. But I will be giving away a few things as well. So you know what I mean, that's happening too. I think that's everything on the announcement list. Doc, baby.
Ma'am.
Where is G?
Look, where is G? Where is Waldo? Where is the love? Black Lapis? I don't even know where is what now. Look, stay away from getting double stuffed. We already said don't sign NDAs. Be careful when you're on the
NDA up their asses. Don't sign that shit, because then you can't talk about it.
The people may be getting double stuff with NDAs. We don't know.
That's a big reason to sign the NDA. Why they want you to sign it, so they can double stuff you. Like, you gotta watch your background here, man.
Watch your back. Be safe. Be careful. Stay inside the security gate. Break your nicotine habit. Smoke the green if they got it in there. You can substitute for a little bit.
Yeah, don't go out. At least don't smoke the day that you gotta go to Chandler Studios.
Yeah, head on a swivel. Be aware.
Yeah, because it's crazy. I don't know. Because why you gotta go out two different security checkpoints to go smoke a cigarette? That just don't make sense to me. No. Anyway, don't do that. Just don't smoke until y'all ready to leave the studio, and then you can go smoke all you want. Smoke your brains out, but just quit. That's quit. I don't know. Because if you went out there to smoke a cigarette and you're going, I'm not going to say he lost his life. We don't know where G is, but if that kind of stuff happened to you just because you want to go smoke a cigarette, you should just quit.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how I feel about that.
Love albums. We did it.
And watch your back, because you might get double stuff, and that might have been the issue. He wasn't trying to get double stuff. But anyway. Doc, I got some things I got to get out the way real quick, because it just... If people get double stuffed around these parts of the United States these days, and I'm scared for them. Mind your business. Everybody's business isn't your business. Except for on Media Mondays, sometimes on the tap and wiretap on Wet and Wire Wednesdays, because I'm telling all your business. You shouldn't be doing what you're doing to people, and then I would have to tell your business. But other than that, mind your business. It's a safe way to live your life. Love your babies, hug your babies, encourage your babies. Tell your babies that they are, hold on, because we can't, the greatest of all times, the GOAT. They need that. They need that encouragement. That is your job to tell them that. And if you don't do it, you're a fucking idiot and you're stupid. And we could probably never be friends, because I believe I only hang with people that do right by their children. If I didn't put the telescope together, and I know it's coming. Oh, you beat me to the point.
And there's a national eclipse on Monday. It won't happen again in America for another 20-something years.
Listen, you can't look at the eclipse through the telescope anyway. You're going to blind yourself.
It's still NASA stuff. I'm sorry, Kat. It's still NASA stuff. Space.
We can't do that anyway. We are... We can lay it a little bit longer. But if they want to work for NASA, tell them to be the best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, secretary, or whatever the hell else they do over there at NASA. I don't know. A space. No, we didn't put our telescope together, but we going to do it. By the summertime, we're going to have a telescope. The sky going to be clear. We're going to be looking at stuff. I'm trying to tell you. If they want to work for NASCAR, then tell them to be the best NASCAR driver, pit boss, commentator, whatever the hell else they do over there in NASCAR. I don't know. They just got a need for speed. They drive real fast. And like myself, they like muscle cars too. Well, they used to back in the day. Now they like, I don't know what the fuck they like now. But the point is, whatever it is that they want to do, encourage them to be great at whatever it is that they decide that they want to do with their lives. Just be their number one cheerleader. And champion them to be great at whatever it is. Champion them to be the greatest of all times. I do that. Listen, my daughter be like, I got a test. I be like, baby, you got this. Listen, they need that. You feel me? They need that. And she be passing. Can she be on the honor roll and all that good stuff? So I'm just telling you from experience. Hold on. Because I got something else to tell y'all in a second, but I got to get it right. Stay in your lane. Stay in yours. You can help us find G though, but stay in your lane and don't get double stuff in the process. But stay in your lane, right? Because my lane is not your lane. And if you jump into my lane, you're going to get her all day long because she's evil as fuck. She's mean. Just let her sleep. Let her stay where she is. She's not bothering nobody. She barely even come out the cave half the time unless she get hungry. And she gotta go hunt and stuff. Just let her stay where she at. You don't want her, you want her. She's nicely kind and cuddly, you know, and stuff. And, you know, especially when she hungry. And she really like, yay! And then you're gonna get her. Hey, you big purr.
Hey, you big purr.
And I'm gonna tell you, you know, Kate is a happy, happy girl when she's, you know, purring. That's how you know I'm happy. If I purr, I'm happy. But other than that, stay in your lane. Because when you jump into other people's lanes, you're usually have a collision, and who the fuck needs that? I don't need that for me. I don't need that for you. We don't need that for we. Okay? So just stay in your fucking lane. Just stay there and help us find G, because we got to find that nigga. I don't know where he at. Don't worry about the small, pick and choose your battles wisely. Don't worry about the small, minute ass battles. Worry about the war. It's obviously a war, because look, G is missing and we don't even know what happened to him. Worry about the war. Don't worry about the battle. You could lose a battle to live to fight another day and win the war. That's how I see it. And Mobb Deep told y'all, and you know they told y'all, them gents is some, for them to be the age that they was when they wrote that song, they were some very intelligent young men. They said it's a war going on outside and ain't no man safe from. And I'm not going to do the rest. I'm going to behave. I want to though, really, really bad, but I'm not going to do it. But you know, they told y'all, so worry about the war. Fuck them little small ass bullshit ass battles. Sometimes you just got to let them, all right, you won that, and let them go. Lizzo says she is not quitting the music industry. She says she just tired of y'all with the bullshit, so she gonna stop worrying about your comments. So this is not for Lizzo. Thank you, Lizzo, for listening. Smart girl. Real smart girl. Be who you are. Be authentic to you. Be the real you. Be the amazing you. And fuck what everybody gotta say. And you know what? Everybody is not gonna be happy with the things that you do with your life. Everybody's not gonna like you. But as long as you like you, that's all that matters. Lizzo, listen to me. I'm very proud of her. Oh, she probably ain't listening. I'm just, maybe she listened. Maybe. She said she not quitting, so I feel like she listened. But other than that, you gotta be who you are. You gonna come in this world. You came in this world by yourself. You gonna leave by yourself. So fuck them. That's how I feel about that. Doc Baby, thank you for being here. Thank you for trying to help me figure out what the hell happened to G. We don't know. We don't know, but it's all good. Thank you again. I appreciate you. And we got to get out of here. We already ran past, you know, our normal hours, but we was trying to figure out what happened to G. What the hell we going to do? I don't know. And people was getting double stuff. I felt like that's what happened in that bathroom. G didn't want to get double stuff and it got rowdy. And G knew how to feed them. Yeah. G knew how to throw. This is my scenario. He knew how to throw them hands, and he was getting the best of the niggas. And they was like, all right. And you know what I mean? It got ugly. Because, you know, punks always pull out the piece when somebody getting the best of them.
I don't know. Thank you for having me, as always. I greatly appreciate you letting me come up and share your platform with you. But I don't know what happened in that bathroom.
I'm making up stuff. I don't know what happened to G. I'm like, I'm just trying to figure out something. I don't know. But thank you as always. Shout outs again to anybody who watched on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. You guys are amazing. Thank you in advance to my listening audience, because y'all gonna hear this tomorrow morning. And so it is what it is. So I appreciate you guys. Thanks for the love. And we got to get up out of here. Stay safe. Don't sign NDAs. Don't get double stuffed. And have a good night. Stay out of trouble. Doc, no Brazilian man. And watch your back, because they crazy out here. We got to go. Bye, y'all. Love y'all. Good night.